Don't. I look around some Yoder men out there and say, yeah, don't be speaking that on me, preacher. They're not that bad. You used to be a kid one time too. Amen. Yesterday had a great time going, passing out stuff, inviting kids to VBS. Man, I tell you what, it blessed my heart to be able to go to them doors with kids, seeing the influence our older kids have on some of the younger kids. I seen Jackson Scott get out, and I can tell me and him's got the same bloodline. We got out, and there's a dog about that big. He started going backwards. Hey, I did too. And then you had some of them Coburn boys and Brother Garrett. Man, they stepped in there like soldiers, and they wouldn't scare them dogs. Y'all, everybody works together to good. Amen? We work together to do what God's called us to do. All right, let's get in the message. Y'all don't want to hear that. Proverbs. Sunday school. Brother Brent, stand up and say, God's laid this on my heart. Proverbs chapter number 3. I just grinned and laughed, chuckled a little bit. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 1 through 12 is where we're going to be at this morning. I just want to preach a title, When You Just Can't Figure It Out. Have you ever had something you just couldn't figure out? I just can't figure it out. I scratched my head, done all I can do. I just can't figure it out. Have you ever been there? Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for this day. I thank you for the joy that's in my heart right now. I thank you for the laughter that's inside of me right now. It all comes from you. I thank you right now for your written word. I pray for the next few moments that you anoint it in a mighty way as it comes forth. I pray this morning, whoever just can't figure it out, that they'd figure it out this morning that you love them. You're not against them, but you're for them. And Lord God, there's not nothing they can do to make you love them more. You sent Jesus to the cross, and that proves your love for us. And Lord, I'd pray for the next few moments that you'd be glorified in this place, that you just have your will and way in here. And Lord, I'd pray right now that you bless this real good. And we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Proverbs chapter number 3, and verse number 1, and the Bible says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes, and fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. You may be seated. There are times, I want to give you this morning, when you just can't figure it out. There's times in our life that we just can't figure things out. They won't add up. They won't line up. They won't hook up. And we get frustrated and want to throw our hands in. We just want to quit what we're doing because we can't figure it out. Can I say to you this morning, it's supposed to be that way. If you have figured everything out, you're a know-it-all. And you don't need God. But that's not the way He designed it. He designed it that we have to call on Him and lean on Him. Everything that we do must rely on God. But nobody has it all figured out. So you say, preacher, what must we do? I want to show you this morning three things that we must do here in this text. Number one, you must do your part and hold up your end. Just because I can't figure it out and you can't figure it out doesn't mean I should stop or quit, but it means I should hold up my end of the deal and do my part. Number one, we must remember the law. Look what he says in verse number one. He says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." This morning when I come to you, I want you to know we must remember the law of the Lord. He said, "Preacher, why must I remember the law?" He gives us some things that we must do there to remember the law. And we see, number one, we must forget not the law that He's laid before us. He says, "For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart." We must not, number one, forget the law. We must not forget it. We must remember it. We must not let it pass us by. We must take that law and take it into consideration all the days of our life. We must forget not, let not, but we must bind them around our necks and write them on the tablets of our hearts. We get to that place in our life and we write that Word of God on our heart. I love what the Bible says here when He says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Number one, we must remember the law. We must remember what God has commanded us to do. And one thing that God has commanded us to do out of all the laws is to love God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind, and lean not on thy own understanding. And you come here today and you say, "Preacher, I can't figure out why things happen in the life that we live in." Can I say to you this morning, we're not supposed to figure everything out. There's things in our life that you'll never figure out until you leave this walk and get into the glory world. I'm thinking about it in my mind to remember that law and how it works. The great Houdini, the great magician Houdini, he said he went into the British Isles and you could put him in a straight jacket and you could lock him up and you could do all kinds of things and he would break out and he would get free. Nobody could bind him and nobody could hold him. And they said when he went into the British Isles, he remembered that law and how he could break things and get out. And the great Houdini would do all them kind of things. And when they took him to an old jail there and they locked him up, Houdini, he said, "There's not nothing that I've never been able to get out of. There's not nothing that has a hold on me." Can I say to you this morning, it doesn't matter who you are. When you forget what God's done for you, something done got a hold of you. Can I get an amen? Hey, we must remember His law. We must remember His grace. We must remember His truth. And they said, "Brother Jake," they took the great Houdini and they put him in that cell and they closed the door. And they said usually in about 10 minutes he'd be able to break out and be set free. And the great Houdini, he got working there trying to break out of that locking, out of that cell there. And as he went on for 2 hours, said he got exhausted because he couldn't be set free. And said when it all came to the end, he leaned up against the door and the door just opened up. And the reason he couldn't figure it out is because it had never been locked. Hey, they had tricked him and it had never been locked. Can I say to you this morning, you remember what God's done for you. And when old Satan tells you that you're of no value and no count and you can't figure it out, you remember this morning the door's not locked. Hey, the door's Jesus Christ. He's not locked. He's not chained up. He is sitting there inviting anybody to come to Him. And He said, "All you've got to do is remember what I've done for you." Hey, remember that law that you love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This morning, Brother Tony said in men's breakfast how that rich young ruler went. And he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said, "Don't commit adultery and do not steal. Do not lie. Honor thy father and mother." And he said, "What lackest I yet?" He knew there was still something missing. And Jesus said, "Sell all you got and follow me." You know what? The greatest thing he wanted him to do was to follow him. This morning we must remember the law. Hey, that we got to follow Jesus. He's not a good way. He's not the best way. He is the only way this morning. It is Jesus Christ this morning. And when we can't figure it out, we must remember who He is. Amen. I see this morning in this life that we walk in, hey, we must remember the law and what God's called us to do. As I stand here at your pastor this morning, I remember the law of the Lord, and you do too. But I want to give you the second thing here I find in the text. It's one thing to remember the law. Hey, but it's something else when you recognize the Lord. It's one thing to remember, but it's totally different when you recognize that the Lord is in the house and when He is in the control. Look what the Bible says in verse number 5. Hey, we remember the law and what He's done in our life, but we must recognize the Lord. Have you ever seen somebody out in public and you recognize them and you say, hey, I know that fella, or hey, I know that lady. You recognize them because you've seen them before. Look what the Bible says in verse number 5. Remember the law, but recognize the Lord. Recognize what He can do in your life. You said, preacher, I can't figure it out. I can't figure out what's going on. Hey, this morning, you just trust in God. Amen. Just trust in the Lord. Look what He says here. When you do your part, when you can't figure it out, just remember the law, forget not, bind it around your neck, and recognize the Lord. Recognize the Lord and what He can do in your life. Look what He says. Brother John, it's been 1 year today, ain't it? 1 year today, you about die. Heart attack. 1 year today. You're still here. Why? Because of God. Some of you in here today, you still here. Why? Brother Lee, you still here. Why? Not because of them grandbabies, because of God. Listen to me, man, if I can get, well, I get excited. When I can't figure it out and all hell's coming against me, you say, preacher, what do you do? I'm going to trust God, amen. Hey, I trust Him with my eternity, and I'm going to trust Him right now, amen. Boom. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means when you don't know what to do, you trust Him. When you do know what to do, you trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. Trust the Lord. You say, preacher, what does it mean to trust the Lord? To lean on Him. To lean in on Him. Get close to Him. Get right where He's at. Lean on Him. Get to where you can smell Him. Get to where you can taste Him. Get to where you can feel Him. Lean in on Him. He says, recognize the Lord. Trust the Lord. Lean on Him all the way. Don't give just a little, but lean all in. But look this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways. He said, if you want to recognize God, number one, you've got to trust Him. Number two, you've got to acknowledge Him. You've got to acknowledge that He is alive and He is well. Hey, don't put Him on the back shelf. Don't put Him as a co-pilot. Don't use Him just when you need Him. Trust Him all the days of your life and acknowledge Him. Acknowledge that He is around. Friends, the world that we live, you've got to acknowledge that God is who He is. Amen. Man, I'm telling you this morning, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And what shall He do? He'll direct your path. Well, I can't figure it out. If you'll trust Him and acknowledge Him, He'll direct you in the right path that you need to go all the days of your life. How do I acknowledge Him? You got to listen to Him. It's, you not only lean on Him, but you got to listen to Him. You got to get to that place in your life when you listen to God and say, God, what would you have me to do? I see when we recognize the Lord, number one, we trust Him. Number two, we acknowledge Him. But look here. He says in this, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear the Lord. I see we trust Him, I see we acknowledge Him, and I see we fear Him. I want to ask you this morning, do you fear God? Do you fear what God could do to you? Folks, I don't know about you, but I do. You say, well, preacher, you ain't supposed to fear God. You better fear God. Listen, that's what's wrong with America now. Nobody don't fear God. They think they're going to live forever. Listen to me this morning. When you can't figure it out, there's still a God in heaven, amen? There's still a God on the throne. And what's wrong with the world that we live in? People don't fear God. We're doing our own thing, going our own way, and think He's always going to wink at the sin that's in the world we live in. Friends, this morning I want you to know God is a God to be feared and to be reverenced. He is. Look with me this morning. Look with me in Proverbs chapter number 8 and verse number 13. I want to show you this morning. Proverbs 8 and verse number 13. I tell you what, God's just about like Brother Benny Northam. You say, what's that got to do with anything? When he's the principal at the high school, I feared that man. He wore the same old black shoes every single day, I think. From the time I was in seventh grade to I graduated. And you could hide behind the lockers and try to hide. And when them old black shoes would come down that hall, if he seen you standing outside, he'd fix to wear you out. There was no explanation. There was nothing you can do. Hey, I want you to know He was coming after you. Friends, this morning I want you to know, hey, when you can't figure it out, you got a God on your side. Hey, all you got to do is remember what He can do for you and recognize Him in your life. Trust in Him, acknowledge Him, and fear Him all the days. Look what He says here. Man, I love this. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. When you fear God, you're going to hate evil and you're going to hate them old paths. When you fear God, when you don't fear God, you'll get back on them. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. That's what the fear of the Lord is. I don't want to be prideful. I don't want to have no part in evil. When I can't understand it, I just want to rely on God. And the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. I see when I recognize the Lord, number one, I got to trust Him. Number two, I got to acknowledge Him. Number three, I got to fear Him. But number four, I got to honor Him all the days of my life. Look in verse number 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. You say, preacher, how do I honor Him? Just look to God. Look to God when you just can't figure it out. Look to Him all the way. All the way. But let me give you the third thing here. Number one, I see we got to remember the law. I see number two, we got to recognize the Lord. But number three, we got to receive His leadership. Receive His leadership. And what God's wanting to do to you and what He's wanting to do for me is to lead me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And this morning as we get into this text, I want to show you this, how He leads and how He guides. You know how God leads? Look with me, if you will, in verse number 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Number one, He leads with control. When He takes lead of your life, He leads with control. He controls you. He says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. Number one, He leads with control, but number two, He leads with correction. When we just can't figure it out, He's going to control us and lead us the way we should go. He's going to lead us with correction, and He's going to lead us with compassion. When He comes in, He gives us that correction, He gives us that compassion. He comes up underneath us and helps us. He does that with compassion. But listen to this. God ain't only a God of compassion, He's a God of correction. He will not, any daddy in here worth his salt, he's not going to let their kid do anything they want to do. What they do is they correct them, but they have compassion. You can ask my daughter now, she's fixing to be 19-year-old. I done got spit on in my lip. It's tough in here this morning. Man, it's tougher than bacon been in the oven for 4 days. You hear me? You can't break it neither way. It's tough in here this morning. I'm telling you. And there's some looking at some folks I'm pretty sure you can't figure it out neither, what's going on. You can't understand why the young die young. You can't understand why the old, you can't understand. I can't understand. I'm trying to grasp a hold of life just like you are. But let me tell you something. I do know this. He corrects me and He gives me compassion. You can ask my daughter one thing she hates more than anything. After I've scolded her and got on to her, as I make her sit beside me and I make her do something in my life. Come here, baby. Come here right quick. We bought her a new dress for her birthday so she looked good today. This ain't an illustration. I'd scold her, get on to her, and she'd want to go to her bedroom. She'd want to go in there and get on her cell phone, go in there and do something else. You know what I tell you to do, Kaylee?
Give me a hug.
Give me a hug. I say, baby, give me a hug. And she'd hug. I said, that ain't a hug. You didn't really want to give me that. I said, give me a hug. I say, daddy loves you. Tears be flowing down. I've done is corrected her now. You think I'd done something bad, and all I'd done was told her what she was doing wrong. And you need to trust in daddy. Daddy's not going to lead you wrong. When we go on vacation and she loads up in the truck, she don't say, daddy, do you got enough money? Daddy, do you got the place figured out? Daddy, are we going to be able to get there and back? Daddy, are there new tires on the car? Daddy, has the oil been changed? Daddy, she don't ask that. You know what she does? She trusts his daddy. Hey, she gets in the truck. She acknowledges daddy's got it under control. And she gets in. And we go down life's highway. And I want you to know, when we get to that place in our life and I got to give her correction, I don't do it without compassion. I get her up and I hug her up and I tell her, baby, the reason that is because I love you. And then she'll want to go away and I say, I love you. And she'll want to go away and she'll start doing that number right there. And I'll pull her up and I say, you know I love you. And she'll say,
I love you too.
I love you too. I don't know why God sent me this sermon this morning. I don't know why He laid it on your heart. I don't know. But I know this, I don't know why God's put this on me, man. It's hard this morning. I want to tell you what I feel, but I can't tell you what I feel. What I want to tell you is this, trust Him. When we went to the beach a couple weeks ago, she didn't question if the tires was good on the truck. She didn't question if the oil had been changed. She didn't question nothing. She didn't question if we had any money. She didn't have her bill for, but she went anyway. Can I get an amen? She trusted daddy. She trusted daddy. She got in the truck. put her seatbelt on, covered up with a Bucky's blanket, and went to sleep all the way to the beach. When we get comfortable, no fretting, no fear, no nothing. She just rode. Why? Because she trusted Daddy. She couldn't figure out a lot, but she knew if she just trusted Daddy, she could get to where she needed to go. There's some of you in here I'm talking to this morning. If you'll just trust your Heavenly Father, you're going to get to where you need to go. If you'll just trust Him and acknowledge Him and say, hey, I know He is the one that's driving this, and I just need to get in, sit down, shut up, and hang on. Y'all understand that? That's the only way I know how to tell it. Just sit down, shut up complaining, and just hang on. He said, preacher, don't talk like that. That's the only way I understand it. He says this. He said, my son, forget not. I want you to understand this. I'm in control of your life. I don't know what you faced this week or going to face, but just hang on, Brother Joy. When you couldn't get on that helicopter, what did you have to do? Trust God. Acknowledge Him that that baby was going in His hands, not yours no longer. No longer, Brother Logan's. Folks, listen to me. There's going to come a time in your life you're not going to be in control. And you've got to trust God. And I can't get that off my heart this week. You've got to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways, no matter what you got going on, acknowledge Him. Lord, I don't know why this happens. I don't know why the good die young. Lord, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to acknowledge You and I'm going to let You direct my path. I don't want to be wise in my own eyes. I want to fear You and I want to depart from evil and it shall be help to thy navel. I understand navel is where I get my nutrients when I'm a kid. I'm hooked into my mama. That's where I got it. Oh, my goodness. And marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with all substance, with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth. Even as the Father, the Son, in whom He delighteth. This morning, all I want to tell you is when you can't figure it out, just trust God. Trust Him with everything. My heart's long desire is to be in complete fellowship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one thing Satan uses in my life to get me off course is when I can't figure it out. I like to be able to figure it out. Amen? I don't like something I can't figure out. But I've learned something. Them things that I can't figure out, God puts them in my life so it'll grow me. So I take my hand off the wheel. I take my hand off of it and I say, Lord, it's Yours. I'm going to trust You completely. I'm going to put all my hope, faith, and trust in You. And I'm going to trust You completely. This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to. You've been trying to figure something out in your life. You're trying to make everything work and add it up. Trust God. Trust Him. Remember the law. Recognize the Lord when He puts these in your life and you say, okay, Lord, I know I can't do it, but You can. I wonder who I'm talking to this morning that says, preacher, you don't know what kind of week I've had. Just trust Him. I promise you, He's got your best interest in His hands. If you're in here this morning and you can't figure it out, I know a God who can. He'll fix everything and put it right back where it needs to be. Let us pray. Father, I love You and I thank You, Lord. I don't have a clue, but You do. Lord, there's not a coincidence that Brother Brent got up and read Proverbs 3, and then You laid it on my heart. And then the defense that comes from Satan, Lord, there's no coincidence in that. That somebody this morning needs to hear the word, just trust. When you can't figure it out, trust Him. When you can't figure it out, acknowledge Him. When you can't figure it out, still honor Him, still fear Him. Lord, whoever I'm talking to this morning, I ask You to move on it in a mighty way. Put Your hands on it this morning, Father. That one that don't know why that trial or that test has come to their life and they can't figure it out, let it be about You this morning, Father. That they say, even though I can't see clearly, I'm going to trust Him. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Father, I love You and I thank You. Bless these next few moments in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say,